What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Thinking in Criminal. This is A Little Apostate, and I guess what you're going to hear is a little bit of venting about the current state of the world. And I just wanted to warn you that there's a bit where I am talking about small businesses shutting down, and I accidentally say temporarily, and what I mean is permanently. I'm kind of just A lot of what I'm doing here is, well, no, all of it is completely off the top of my head, and unless I have my little notes, which I do not have right now, and I mean, not like I would need notes to remember that, but I misspoke and I said temporarily instead of permanently, so it does not sound. It is not the truth. The truth is that businesses are shutting down permanently. All right. Enjoy my crimes for the next few minutes. I'm starting to get a little frustrated. My governor just came out with the plan to get everyone back, reopen my state. Nothing changed, just the wording changed. Businesses can now operate at full capacity, but social distancing remains in effect. So unless every single business is planning on having a massive renovation, there is no way that a business can operate at more than 50% capacity. This is bullshit. You know, kids I went to high school with, I'm finding out, are passing away from overdoses. I don't know the exact suicide rates or overdose rates, but I am fairly certain that mental health is suffering right now during this pandemic. Relegating people to little isolated apartments stacked on top of each other without a way to work. You know, say someone works at a restaurant and they lost their job and they have nothing, they have nowhere else to go and they have no social interaction and they have maybe a past drug habit or maybe one that they found during the pandemic. We are living in a world where progress is viewed as being accepting of things like obesity. We're supposed to accept something unhealthy, pretend it's healthy, and then celebrate it. That's not progress. You can progress forward into a fucking pit. You can progress right off a cliff. Your tumor can progress and kill you. Progression does not equal good. Why we have this obsession with progress and progress is leading us to a place where war is peace. Freedom is slavery. In this case, slavery is freedom. This stay home. Why? Why? If people are so afraid, if you are so afraid of COVID, if you are so afraid for your health, you can stay home. You can double mask. Why is this being forced on everyone else? Why? Like, this is where people get angry with me, because it seems to me that people are left or right. I've come across people who are actually very terrified of what's going on, as they should be, because that's... The government is and our media is constantly telling you you're going to die if you go outside. I go outside every day without a mask. I will mask when I go into a business establishment because I respect their right to tell me what I can or cannot do in their business. What upsets me is that the state is telling them what the business can or cannot do. I went, I've been going, like, when I go out to bars, I have a favorite bar that I go to. And a couple of weeks ago, the owner came up to me and who I was with, and he was like, I've got to go over a couple of rules. I need you, because the health inspector came in last night and was angry with us because people had finished their food. So they got slapped on the wrist. This business owner who's struggling to stay afloat. His business is almost shut down 3 times, he told me. He had like pain all over his face when he was talking to me. But he told me that because these people had finished their food and were continuing to drink, a health inspector slapped him on the wrist and told him they would have to shut down the business if they didn't comply to the rule that people must always have food on their table. Where is the science behind that rule? He also told me that you can't stand up without putting a mask on. So if I stood up maybe to say hello to my friend, if my friend was meeting me, if I stood up, that I could get their business, I could ruin their business for standing up without a mask on. If I dropped something. I have to have food on the table at all times. I can't stand up. If they're open until 11, I'm not allowed to have a group of 10. I can't have 9 other people join me for drinks and dinner. It can only be 8 now. Where is the science in that? Please, someone fucking tell me. Because when I asked him if the health inspector, if the health department had anything to back up those claims or to back up those rules, they said no. Nothing. And it makes sense because those are fucking ridiculous. Food must be on your table at all times. I wasted a tiny piece of a chicken tender last night that I really wanted to eat. Really wanted to eat it. But I left a tiny piece of a chicken tender on my plate for the entire time I was at this bar. 2 to 3 hours. Wasn't allowed to eat it. Because then I'd have to spend another $10 that I don't have on another meal. And my stomach is full. Why do I have to keep fucking eating? It's like they're trying to make us as gluttonous and not free as possible. You just have to eat more. That's all. You need to eat more. Even though obesity negatively impacts people's ability to handle COVID. Yet we are making people fill up their plates over and over and over again if they want to stay for a couple of drinks with their friends. We are making people who are struggling to pay rent pay more for food than they usually do. Based on nothing. Where is the science? Where is it? Please. I'm at my wit's end here. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm going a little crazy because talking to these business owners, every time I go into one of these bars, places I love, places that feel like a part of my home, places where I'm friends with the bouncer, because I've always been friendly to these people because I fucking love hardworking middle-class people. I love talking to them. I love getting to know their stories, and it breaks my heart to see that they're all struggling to stay afloat. You know what some people have said to me? A lot of people actually have said this to me. No good business will shut down, will go out of business. It's not the pandemic's fault. It's not the governor's fault. It's their fault because their business isn't good enough. The bar I went to last night has been bringing in 25% of what they usually make. They've had to cut their entire staff. Whenever I go, it's full as it can be. When I used to go, it was packed. You could hardly move. Like, I am all for, if you want to wear a mask, if your business wants people to wear masks, I will mask up in that business. I don't care. But to not let businesses resume business, this is destroying the middle class. This is the path to feudalism. This is the path to ensuring that there is a class that is impoverished and there is a class that is super rich and no in between. The middle class is America. 60% of small businesses that closed down due to the pandemic by August last year had temporarily shut their doors. 60%. And that was just in August. That was after the summer. That was when things were a little bit better. Imagine what it is now. There's, like what Dave Portnoy is doing for small businesses. That's a hero. That person cares about the middle class. Politicians don't fucking care. Politicians don't care at all. They don't care about your mental health. They don't care about your physical health. They just care about staying in power. Because that's their job. Their job is to be in power. Their job is to make rules. I posted something about this on my personal story because I'm so frustrated and immediately lost followers, of course. People don't like to hear. People don't like their illusions to be disrupted. No one does. And I sound crazy. I sound like someone's the clown standing on the stage warning everyone. And everyone just laughs at me, talks about me behind my back. I know they do because I've literally been told that people have talked about me behind my back. Because they have nothing better to do because it's a fucking pandemic and no one's allowed to do anything. People are all going insane. People should not hate me for saying this is fucked up. For saying we're ignoring some science for this science. The science that confirms this bias. Like, if you don't think... I think I've said this, but if you don't think that people cherry pick their data, they do. This is not about health. If it was about health, they'd be telling you to get outside, to run, to sweat, to eat healthy, to get the fucking sun on your skin. That's what you'd be hearing. It's not about health. It's about power. I'm not crazy. I'm just, like, even me, even someone who has been working my ass off to find more, to find meaning in this weird, meaningless place that we're living in. I've been working my ass off. Work 9 to 5, work on my side projects, which encompasses designing, video production now, video edit, like doing things that I've never done before, podcasting, trying to sound interesting somehow, maybe not, I don't know. But, and working out and getting my son in, and I'm keeping myself busy. But even me, my mind is hurting from this. It's not normal. It sucks to be so alone here. And I was just talking to my friend in Texas, and he's living it up. Driving with his Jeep, right? Driving in his Jeep. Air coming through, no one's wearing masks. Goes out, goes on dates. Works out, goes to the gets to sit in the sauna. Do you know how much I miss the sauna? That was like my shitty gym. He goes to a much nicer gym because he has much more money than me. But my shitty, cheap gym, that was why I loved it so much, because they had a tiny little sauna, and if I got there at a certain time, I could have this tiny closet-sized sauna all to myself. And that, like the way that it feels when the sun is hitting me, that felt like life. Just was so tranquil, so perfect. And now that's been taken. The sauna. Something that actually is very healthy and good for you. There's plenty of research to back that up. Feel like I'm yelling into a void. Everyone's so brainwashed. Everyone thinks that this is all for their own good, for their health. I saw a girl on the street who I haven't seen in months the other day. She was wearing a mask, and she saw me, and I didn't recognize her because she was wearing a mask. She ran up to me. She's like, "Hey, how are you?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm good. I'm good." And I told her I'd been like doing this walk, like the walk I was doing, and I guess I had been walking past her apartment every day. I was like, "Oh, I didn't no idea you lived right here. Like, I do this walk every day." She's like, "Oh yeah, I haven't left my apartment in like 4 months." She's like, "This is my first time out." What the fuck? That's not healthy. Movement, sun, healthy eating, water. That's healthy. I'm reading this book called Civilized to Death, The Price of Progress. And he makes a comparison. He went to a zoo, and it was like a really shitty zoo. And the zoo, the animals are just, it's so depressing. And you see these creatures, the monkeys, the gorillas that are just standing at the bars, basically, like they're in jail. It's sort of what it feels like. Like our civilization is rapidly changing now to a point where we are no longer in touch with our nature at all. We're like those monkeys and gorillas behind the bars. And the politicians and our technocrats are the zookeepers. Don't know. I'm about to go write my governor a letter, though. So, all right. Have a lovely weekend, guys. Sorry if this was very depressing.